Thank you, Katarina, for joining the We Don't Play podcast show today. How are you?
I feel amazing. It's springtime in Sweden. We've had a long winter and the sun is shining. So most people are feeling pretty happy here.
Well, that's nice. So what's the weather like year to year? Is it different from other areas? How does it, like, what do you expect
throughout the year? I expect a long winter, and I skate all winter, and I expect a short summer, and I rollerblade during the summer and swim during the summer, and I cycle most of the year except winter.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. I've never done that before, so that would be a nice experience for sure.
You mean rollerblading?
Rollerblading, yes. You know.
Yeah. It's great.
Okay, awesome. These are the things that we love to do because, you know, people love different activities. And that's why we're having this conversation today, because, you know, for you to thrive in your business and do something you love, you have to do it from a point of passion. So if you're not going to do it at all, then you don't have the intention to do it because there's no incentive. So I really appreciate you coming on the show today, you know, to talk about, you know, this amazing topic. You know, I would love people to know who you are and how did you get started? Like, what sparked this all up for you?
Well, I started off as a teacher and I loved the actual interaction with the students. And I still love that, but I didn't like the system at all. For me, it's a dumbed-downing system. So I became a psychotherapist because I was interested in human nature. I was interested in transformation. And I was very successful, but I wasn't fulfilled. And it wasn't until I got my three core values, truth, greatness, and vision, that everything came together and I started creating a blueprint consultation where you find your identity, your purpose, and your vision, and your sabotage strategy turned around, reframed. So when I started doing that 20 years ago, I never looked back.
Wow. That's a model that when I see that, it's like somebody's mind opens up. And
yes.
Let me even ask this, like the first person you showed this to that you worked with, how was that experience when you showed that? Could you tell there was a paradigm shift? Could you tell there was a visual communication? What was the base?
It was a paradigm shift for sure. I was actually in the States at the time on Mount Rainier, and I just got this aha moment of what my life was about, truth, greatness, and vision. And it's not greatness in an arrogant way. We all have greatness, every single one of us. I've never met anyone, none of my clients didn't have greatness. They all have greatness. So when you find your truths and you find your authentic identity, which is really important in this day and age of artificial intelligence, we can use it, but authentic intelligence is really important. When you find who you truly are at your peak and you find your greatness, you find your vision, you find your purpose, then your life starts.
Ooh, I love that.
Action happens.
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally. I love that you said something, you know, there's the artificial intelligence, which everybody's crazed about. And then there's like what you just said, authentic intelligence. Let's talk about that a little bit. How important is authentic intelligence in a world full of artificial intelligence?
It's become paramount. It's become the most important thing, and it should be in everybody's life. Who am I really? Many people have a career and they feel they have to adapt to somebody's vision, somebody's requirements of them, and they create a false identity. They don't know who they are anymore. So they go home with this false identity. How can they have a relationship if it's not authentic, if it's not based on truth? So everything stacks in this consultation. Everything stacks in your life. You start off with, who am I? Who am I really? What am I up to? Where am I going? It's really important. Then you can use artificial intelligence as much as you like.
Oh yeah, totally. I feel like that beginning is, it's like a starting point for a lot of things, because if you want to know who you are, a lot of things come in between that, like background, family, childhood, experiences. So how do you go through the path of knowing who you are without even knowing where to start on how to find that out?
Wow, that's a great question. And do you have like 5 hours for me to answer it? Okay, so I'm just kidding. Let's see now. Well, if you go to a point, Faber, in your life where you were extraordinary, and we all have one, extraordinary, exceptional, you could have been 5 years old, you could have been 10, you could have been 20, it doesn't matter what age you were. That moment defined who you truly are when you were at your peak. So that's how you find it. You go back to the moment that was extraordinary. And then you create other extraordinary moments. But if you don't go back to that moment, you can't define yourself. And then you make an I am statement from exactly who you were at that moment. It's quite complex, but that's what I do every time with my clients. And we stack from the identity to the purpose to the vision.
I love that. Let's talk about the purpose part. You know, sometimes people know they have a purpose. You know how everybody, when they're young, they want to be an engineer, they want to be an astronaut, they want to be a teacher, they want to be, you know, the best thing, you know, a president, they want to be anything, and anybody can be anything if they put their mind to it. So that purpose now is something that they're looking forward to, and sometimes they do things because maybe their friends tell them, or their significant other tells them, or their family tells them, I think you should do this, you're really nice at this. You try it, you don't like it, you try, you like it. You're always gonna have some type of dynamic. So after you identify who you are and you're now living in your purpose, how do you position yourself with purpose that allows the right people to find you to fulfill that?
Okay, so once you find your driving purpose, it gets easy to authentically market yourself, because people can see through if you're faking. So once you are driven, people feel that energy in you. Then you can communicate, you can market, you can create content, you can create posts. And you love to do it. It's not difficult. Why? Because you're purpose driven. Once you find your purpose, but it takes several steps. You know, you start with this one, and then you have to find your sabotage strategy, because your sabotage strategy will show you so much about who you aren't, which means that the opposite is who you truly are. So sabotage strategy is very, very important to uncover.
The sabotage, you know, strategy, I feel like sometimes people don't want to open up either, because they have been, you know how you go on social media and you show this is your lifestyle, but it's really not. So you can come into terms with being an imposter syndrome withdrawal, and at the same time,
yes.
And at the same time, you're trying to impose something that is new, that they've not seen you in that light of. So when somebody's trying to balance those two, is there a way they can easily transition, because they were doing something before? Because what you're helping them with is to come out of that shell, and also come out of that, I won't call it a spell, because shell and spell are like in between, but if you are looking at it from a long-term perspective, that a year from now, what am I doing differently than I wasn't doing? That 1% change every day, that's 365% a year. So how do you help that person identify those blocks so that it can move those blocks away from the surface?
Well, first of all, you mentioned family, you mentioned friends. Everybody, you know, who loves you really wants your best, and they'll try to protect you. Don't listen. Just say thank you for sharing, or say nothing, just smile and listen within. Because only you know you. Nobody else knows you like you. You know yourself. Why? Because you've lived with yourself for the whole of your life, right? Every single second you were there, right? So how do we find that identity if they've been through, you know, the false identity phase? Is exactly as I said, go back to a point where you were authentic, you were real, and you were extraordinary. Then you find your saboteur strategy and you reframe your false identity. You reframe your bad habit, because we all have one. And you find the impact on your life, and you, once you reframe your habit and you reframe your identity, it takes you closer and closer to your purpose.
Thank you so much for bringing that up. Now, I feel like somebody now is thinking, okay, I'm all on board. I want to work with you. Now, they want to know, what does that look like? As far as time, as far as investment in energy and otherwise, is there going to be a workbook they have to go through? Do they have to create time for themselves to process so that they can spend time with you with more sophisticated questions that help them better? So how does that look like? Because I'm thinking about someone who wants to get on board, but they also want to have a taste before they can see what they're in.
Okay, so first of all, I would suggest that they book a call with me, just a 15-minute call on Calendly with me. It's absolutely free, no charge, and I tell them more in depth about what I do, but also I find out their core values. That's really important. The actual consultation is done in one day. And as far as I know, nobody else in the world can do that. I mean, it may sound arrogant, but this has to be done step by step by step in one day. And it takes about 4 hours. So it can be done on a Saturday or on a Sunday or in an evening. And each step builds on the next step. Each step stacks. So book a call with me on Calendly, and then book the consultation, and it takes one day. It takes probably about 30 days to actually transform, but then you have a strategy. You have your declarations. This can be done online. There's no book. I send this to you, and you can do it digitally. You can also print it and write it. A lot of my clients like just to write it by hand, and that's it.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Katerina, for that. I feel like a lot of people are going to benefit because they know the value of what you're bringing. Because people think, oh, one day, I can do that in one day. But when you think about one day, we have 24 hours and you're only asking for 4, which is like, you know, when you think about the time investment, people don't think about it like that. It's like, oh, I have $100, so I'm gonna give you 20, so I'll keep 80, you know. But now it's like, oh, I'm gonna give you this 24, I'll see like $24, but you're only asking for $4 of their time, which is gonna help them maximize the 30 days that they have time, the 24 hours it can generate. So you start thinking about the compound interest and that accountability. So I'm now wondering, after that one day, do you leave them? Do they graduate? Do they come back to you for accountability? What is the cycle like?
Many of my clients come back to me every year because their vision shifts. Sometimes their purpose shifts a little bit. Some clients come back to me every 5 years. but I would suggest not more than 5 years. I'm not a coach. I will not coach you through your business. Everybody else is a coach, so you'll find one, or we can recommend one. I will help you with your marketing strategy if you so desire. I will help you create a marketing team. I know how to do that. So find your identity, find your purpose, find your vision, find your strategy, and we'll help you market.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Katharina. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Faber.
Appreciate you. Definitely, we look forward to having you back on the show soon.
Thank you.